The lobby in Prince Edward County's Regent Theatre was buzzing last Thursday night as the business community came together to celebrate the 2025 Prince Edward County Business Excellence Awards, presented by the Chamber of Commerce. There were winners in 8 categories, including 2 new ones, Agricultural Excellence and Young Entrepreneur Under 35 Years of Age. Janice Duffy was awarded Entrepreneur of the Year for her business Serendipity Yoga. She started Serendipity just over 5 years ago and has expanded her business quickly to include 2 studios, outreach sessions, private instructions, and a yoga instructor course. Janice and her husband Jeff chat with me about the business. And how long have you been doing this?
Oh my goodness. Well, we started Serendipity Yoga in March of 2020, right at the peak of COVID, with a practice that was available online only. That was the only thing accessible to us, accessible to our clients. And then from there, we branched into having an in-home studio. And we have now got a studio in Bloomfield and in Picton in the Armory.
You've expanded quite quickly. How did you get started with yoga?
Jeff and I were actually training to do the County Half Marathon, and we were training throughout the year, and we came to a point where winter was coming, and we knew we wouldn't be able to be out training as much as we were, and there was a group on for a studio in Whitby where we were living at the time, and I purchased that group on for both of us, and we were hooked. So our practice became very strong, and then from there we were invited to take part in their yoga teacher training program. So we spent many a weekend together over about 10 months of time. And from there, we then became certified yoga instructors.
Janice, you grew up in Prince Edward County, is that right?
I did. I grew up, I was born at Point Peter, and then I grew up mainly in Cherry Valley.
And moved away.
Well, as we all did at the end of high school, you know, there wasn't as much then as there is now in the county. So moved away for school. Was away for far too long, but very glad to be home.
And what brought you back here?
Well, one day we were working from home during COVID, and we looked at each other and said, why are we working from home in Whitby when we can work from home in Picton? So we packed up, and here we are, and we haven't looked back.
What else would you like to talk about?
You know, I think people have a certain idea as to what yoga is. Mm-hmm. And I would really like to work to change what that preconceived notion is. Yoga is really an opportunity for people to come together, to practice together, to build community, to move in a way that's safe, to breathe, and just find a better place for themselves. And that's really what I have strove to do since the very beginning, to have that safe place where people can come as they are, to be who they are, to work against this epidemic of loneliness that we have in the world right now, and to feel better when they leave than they did when they came in.
Mm-hmm. And the two of you started this. Now you have several instructors.
Well, yes. One of the things that I created over the last 2.5 years now is a yoga teacher training curriculum. So I put together the curriculum and submitted it to the Canadian Yoga Alliance, and they gave me their stamp of approval, and from there have rolled it out. And based on that education program, that training program, have instructors that I feel very secure in the fact that they're going to come forward and be shining example of who I feel a yoga instructor should be.
And for what you stand for.
And for what I stand for. Yeah, my expectations are high, that I hold myself to, as well as to those around me, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
And I just, you know, we're in a place of trust, and we are on our mat to serve, and it takes a certain person to do that in the way that I feel that is necessary.
I spoke with the CEO of the Prince Edward County Chamber of Commerce, Duarte da Silva, who feels it's important to recognize the hard work and effort that goes into running a business in the county. He highlighted the difficulties businesses face with tariffs, limited workforce, and housing difficulties, and acknowledged that not everyone is cut out to be an entrepreneur. He stated the importance of setting aside one night to recognize, celebrate, and reward the efforts of chamber members in Prince Edward County. For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.